You're in the mix
with the DJ always banging the real hip hop.
I don't follow rules and they don't like that. I was skipping school to get my sack right. My girl hit me and asked my own text back. My dog got out of prison and went right back. These brand new don't step on my Balenciagas. I'ma hit that if she let me. They don't like how I talk that. Flooded out my wrist, a puddle dripping. 42, I'm steady sipping. Yeah, I'm on and I'm off that. These brand new don't step on my Balenciagas. I'ma hit that if she let me. They don't like how I talk that. Flooded out my wrist, a puddle dripping. 42, I'm steady sipping. Yeah, I'm on and I'm off that.
I don't follow rules and they don't like that. Hit the club with wife, he brought a dime back. Hit the three twice and ran it right back. I'm only here tonight cause in the morning got a flight back. Talking it but you ain't living like that. The porch cost 100, this is twice that. Flooded on my diamonds, pulling spring. Back in Oakland, I'm a king, I know and Halsey is a ting. Right detail, that's not a speck of dust on it. I'ma get the bag, you can put some trust on it. Everything is new, so it's never rust on it. And her booty's so big, you can park a bus on it.
These brand new don't step on my Balenciagas. I'ma hit that if she let me. They don't like how I talk that. Flooded out my wrist, a puddle dripping. 42, I'm steady sipping. Yeah, I'm on.
And I'm off that. Hey, what up? This your dude, Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. Getting ready on this Friday. Another episode of the Sports Chatter Show. And this episode is brought to you by White Diamond Bar and Grill out there in Dallas. Definitely want to check them out. Got a great menu. Their hot wings is off the chain. Their nightlife. But they're located in Dallas. 3906 West Camp Wisdom, Dallas, Texas, 75237. Once again, this week's episode of the Sports Chatter Show is brought to you by White Diamonds, and that is the place where we will be having our December 14th upcoming Ugly Sweater. So this your dude, Uncle Leroy. Sit back as we get ready for this next episode of this Sports Chatter Show.
Every time you call, I be like a little low, no stress. No, I duck the nine like I'm off fresh. If you want it, you can get it if you want to learn your lesson. You don't want no pressure. 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 You don't want no pressure.
Talking about the click, this should do Uncle Leroy. I'm kicking it with the Sports Talking Friends click. But we're going to get this show started. This is Friday. Ain't November. It's December 6th, 2019. And we about to get this thing started on the Sports Chatter Show. But first topic is, we definitely got to talk about the Cowboys and their horrible game. Like, I don't know what happened. You know, they had a game last night against the Chicago Bears, and they've just been all over the social media, all over the talk, and the fans haven't been posting in the groups. They've been high, but shout out to Lee. He's been the only one posting, holding it down for the Clapper and those Cowboys. But that was a poor display. Like, they came out very lackadaisical, looking like they didn't want to get anything done. And then as the game progressed, it just looks like the team just gave up. So I don't know if it's a fully Jason Garrett's fault, but of course, you know, it's the head of the snake, and you got to address that. By the, you got to cut the head of the snake off. So I don't know. A lot of people feel differently. Some people feel that it's the players, you know, because it's like the coaches coach. They can't go out there and play on the field, but the coaches coach the players or the pieces that's on the field. So that definitely plays a big role. And, you know, I think we got who this is?
Oh, man, you know who it is. Your boy Chabu, man. What's going on?
Man, hey, I don't know what happened. I guess that overnight. You out there spearing people at the Jizz Out, man? What's going on?
No, man. We was chilling. It was a chill night last night.
Oh, I hear you with the slow-mo. You sound like, yeah, bro. You know what I'm talking about? I just was chilling.
Nigga just woke up, bro.
He slow booged.
And I ain't bad, bro. It's just like, man, I had to do housework, man. You know what I mean? Know how to clean up Chapel Manor, bro.
Don't be trying to get you no cool points on the show talking about you clean up. You already, ladies, he's already
rake leaves, though.
Miss, oh shit! Don't talk about rake leaves, man. That all my hands and elbows.
See, my hands all bruised up.
In fact, I'm gonna go like now. I understand why people cut down the branches. They got to cut the leaves down.
Bro, you sound like you're underwater, dog.
I'm underwater?
No, now you're out. You're not swimming no more.
All right, cool. Let me out. Well, yeah, I was just saying, like, I definitely understand why people cut their trees down so they don't have to cut the leaves. I didn't understand that for the first couple years in the house.
I don't even have trees. That's my neighbors, dog.
Ooh. Well, you sound like my neighbor talking about me. I sure hope he cut down his tree.
Cut that bullshit, man.
Talk about cut that bullshit, man. We'll just get started talking about the Dallas and the Bears game. But I touched on
the big L
game.
Dallas took.
Man, they took multiple L's. Did you see the fight? OMG.
Look, they took two L's, and you can't spell Dallas without two L's.
Fact.
That's what it is.
So they had a fight, like, it looked like it was actually in the stadium, like, in the walkway on the way out. There was a couple of Dallas Cowboy fans, and then the Chicago Bears fans just swarmed on, like, for no reason. I mean, it was just like ants on a piece of candy, I don't know, but what do you think that the Cowboys fan actually started that fight?
Well, it probably was in their feelings. They both two sensitive-ass franchises. You know, when they get their ass whooped, you know, they both like to fight. So I can see the Dallas Cowboys being a bunch of bitches, because it was like that down here, being a bunch of bitches with all that talking. But they knew not to do it down here. So
right.
They went up to Soldier Field. I don't know why they'll do that against Chirac. I don't know. They call them Chirac for a reason. And
hey, it was...
They got their ass whooped, literally. Like, beat. I'm like, that's a man. I saw the footage. I'm like, damn, they get their ass whooped. So, I don't know why you would go talk trash to Chicago people like they're not about that life. You talk trash to Atlanta people because they ain't about that life. You talk trash to maybe Jackson, not Jacksonville. I forgot that's Duval. No, you talk trash. Let me see. Maybe, you know, the Rams fans, because they don't have any. The Chargers definitely don't have any fans. You can go ahead and talk shit all you want.
And that's still LA.
Yeah, but they don't have any fans go to the game. Now, that's not if you went to a Lakers game. Then you might want to keep your mouth shut.
All right.
Nobody care about the Rams or the Chargers. So, you know, maybe it's something like that. Maybe, you know, Denver. You might go to Denver. I don't know. Maybe talk a little trash in Denver. But
all right.
I wouldn't do that in Chicago.
Well, you know what? Definitely one thing that I'm going to say. So we're going to touch on. And shout out to Spotify for not canceling us yet. But there was this radio host out there in 49, out there in San Francisco. He was the actual radio host for the 49ers. And he made the statement that, oh, we can't see. Lamar Jackson is dark. He's in a dark. He has a dark ball and a dark uniform, so you can't really see him. So he was suspended. Well, he was fine. So what do you think about that?
I'm sorry. That's funny. That's funny. Racist, but funny. Hey, funny is funny. That would call me off guard. I kind of heard about it. but I didn't know exactly what he said. Damn, say that on TV, man. We can get away with it on Spotify. Thank you, Spotify, for giving us freedom of speech. But, you know, you can't say that on national TV, man. You know, people soft nowadays. You can't say anything like that. People are in their feelings, they're soft.
And it's funny that, you know, people not even understanding that because, you know, shout out to Xavier who said, I've heard far worse. Remember Monday Night Footballs? Look at the monkeys run. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a whole lot worse than a radio show host saying, oh, you know, it's a dark ball. He's in a dark uniform. Lamar Jackson is dark and you won't be able to see him. Like, that's it's funny, you know what I mean? And they actually suspended, his name was Tim Ryan. So, you know, some people hopped out there in a group and said, oh, you know, he should be fine. Like, he should be fired. Like, more than just suspended.
No.
They want him. Shout out to Mike Lowry. You know, he wanted him to be like, suspended. He should have been fired. Fuck out of here. So, do you agree with Mike Lowry?
Like, fired. That's a stretch, you know, because it's like, you don't know, because it was like not the most racist thing I've heard. He's dark, yes, he's a dark-skinned male. You in the dark uniform, and he has a dark bone. Okay, that's an observation. I would find the piss out of him. Like, I would find him the way it hurt. He wouldn't say no shit else. Not that shit happened again, then you fire him. But,
all right,
you know, I'm not in the business of, you know, every time somebody says some shit questionable, you know, let's fire them. No, because we say questionable shit all the time. Somebody can be like, fuck it, kick them off there.
Hey, we
so,
found them. Spotify the kids are checking the mail.
I'm just saying. Like, somebody can say, mute STWF, you know, because we say fucking shit. So,
right.
You know, I'm about, you know, finding him, you know, finding big money, suspend the piss out. You can suspend him, fine him, but, you know, don't make him do TV. I don't know, put him in a desk job. I don't know, make him take some cultural sensitivity classes. But, fuck, you know, firing the motherfucker is going to make him a martyr to them racists anyway.
Viewer
ain't going to stop.
Is advised.
Hey, you know what just happened?
Yo, Lord, here you go.
So, Mike Lowry.
Wow, what up? Heard that shit, El Chapo was talking. You heard me? What's poppin', Chop? And all I'm gonna say is, all it's gonna do is make my mother. Well, I want that bitch on the cross. You heard me? Fuck that.
Look, I'm just saying, who cares about 49ers people anyway, bro? Nobody watching that trash ass shit anyway.
You understand that because they about to get in your ass.
You mad because we about to get in that ass on the 22nd.
Right, we're getting passing out W's. But, you know,
we're passing out ass whoopings all December long.
Exactly, like Santa Claus in a goddamn hood. We're just passing out damn toys in the chimney. But, Mike Lowry, to your point, I'm glad that you hopped on. So, you know, the question is, you know, your statement about Tim Ryan, he should be fired. And then you got on and said the NFL, you was like, the NFL don't get him fired. You're not going to listen to the NFL. How you associate the two? How you associate San Francisco radio, Niners football, and then you want to penalize the NFL?
That's all one entity, man. No matter how you shake it, the 49ers are part of the NFL. There's a greater cause here that need to be handled, point blank, period. The 49ers radio, all that's promoting the NFL. NFL has to protect their shield, so they say. But in the spirit of integrity, they need to do something about it. The 49ers don't do it. Stretch ain't enough for me. I'm not having that.
No, because see, the thing is, but you know, that's just like separating, you know, the government, federal and state. You know, it's like, how can you know the owners have their own association that's separate from the NFL shield? So. I can't see the two being associated, and you know, I can see them being associated, but you can't hold the NFL accountable for something that's outside their jurisdiction. Now, one thing
but they do it. But they penalize players all the time for things that don't happen on the field directly at the same time also. So how should he not be held accountable for doing something, for talking about something that's going on in the NFL as the NFL is happening?
Because a player signed an NFL player's conduct contract. So when they violate that, they can do that.
Okay, so you saying that there was no violation in what he's saying?
They got freedom of
day as a player, as a announcer.
It was foul. Yes, it was foul. But fireable offense, I wish he see if he called him a monkey, you know, chasing chicken or watermelon, some shit. Nigga made an observation.
Hey,
that's fucked up. We're not saying it's not fucked up. It's fucked up what he said.
Right. So, and you know what? I'm glad y'all say that because I seen somebody comment and say, "Oh man, I heard worse." So no, he shouldn't be fired. All right, just because you heard worse, don't mean what you heard that was.
I say, man, hit the motherfucker in the pocket. Right.
Okay, that's how you hit him in the pocket. You get rid of his job.
He just gonna get picked up by one of these fucking radio stations anyway.
Right, because he got publicity. So that's why I'm saying, and it's like, and it's funny that, you know, we talk about how weak the league is and everything, and we weak. Like, we perceive this, his statement is racist. Racist is black and white. You know what I'm saying? That's what racism is. And he said the dude is dark. That's it. Is that true or false? So now he can't call it dark? And then Platt's a
chap. That nigga's talking at midnight, bro. I'm just saying. I'm black, but I'm dark as shit. So, but Lamar Jackson make me look light-skinned, nigga. I'm just kidding. Being real. Oops, I said nigga on the radio. Oh.
You're fine. You're going to get suspended.
They're going to be like, Beef Chapel. I'm just saying. Like, if he called him a nigga, or he was, like, chasing chicken or saying shit like that, maybe he just got caught up. I'm not trying to fucking take up for him, but I'm like, just find a nigga and let's move on.
Exactly. And the thing is why make that relevant? That's what it's keep coming down. Just like I learned in leadership, you know, through the church. Pastor's like, when he's touched someone, he makes them relevant. They can be all throughout the congregation, but once he touched them, everyone else want to know who that is. Why are they entertaining that? That's all I'm saying. Why are they making that relevant? You know what I'm saying? Like, so everyone can go back to this. And I'm going to tell you the craziest thing that I ran across. Someone said that you got to get from out of San Francisco get out of the 49ers in order to be black. You can't be black there. And I was like, that is what racism breeds, that type of thought right there. He just said, you know, the takeaway from that is that, you know, he's not black enough to, you know what I'm saying, to stand his ground in San Francisco. And, you know, and
well,
that
I'm
was
the I'm just saying, San Francisco is the most liberal fucking place on earth outside
exactly.
of probably Atlanta.
Exactly.
They got that's rainbow, what... they probably got rainbow colored smoke and all kind of shit out there. But I'm just saying, I see if he did that shit for the Cowboys radio, maybe you could be like, okay. I just think the dude just misspoke and didn't realize what he didn't say. Because when you usually read that comment to me, I laugh. Like, I laugh so much, man. It's funny. It's racist but funny. It's racist but funny. It's questionable. I ain't going to say racist. It's questionable but funny. Because we see a lot of questionable but funny shit on here. And I got to say, you got to look at it both ways. We be wilding. So maybe he had a wild out moment.
So, but you know what?
As long as he ain't call him a nigga.
We gonna see what they say. Let's see what it says. Hey, Carl, you're live on the Sports Chatter Show. Who's calling in?
Yo, yo, yo! You already know what time it is. It's clapping time. It's Smoke, baby. What's poppin'?
What up, Smoke, baby? What's you?
What's poppin', Workout King?
Here you go.
I'm at your neck all December, you heard me? Get ready to give me my ups on live, man, because we ain't losing there another game this year, you heard me?
All December.
We up in this?
We got Oakland.
You talking about the mediocre bowl.
Exactly. So we just got finished talking about
wait. I gotta touch on it. Y'all do not give my coach enough credit. He's playing with he's coaching a third string quarterback. He has a third and fourth round receiver out there. He has his third string running back out there. Come on, man. Give him some credit. We still in the wild.
Okay, I give him some credit. Y'all beat some tomato cans.
Hey, you want credit? What? I guess you think this is a prayer line. You want us to pray for you, too? You ain't getting no credit, man. He ain't getting
all
no credit.
I'm saying is you got teams that have healthy first-string quarterbacks, first-string running backs, that ain't even making it in the playoffs.
But wait, okay, let's say this now, and you know, I'm going to touch on this. So
maybe Cleveland.
About his bonehead calls as a coach. He let Antonio Brown go. He let Le'Veon Bell go.
Do you really want to talk about that with AB?
Hey,
you
really
talk about
AB? Y'all can use him right now.
Exactly. It started there.
We
could
use him, but look at the distraction. Everybody was like, oh, we're stupid. We're getting rid of him. But look at the distraction he put upon the league.
No, you blame the mama. You know what I'm saying? When a kid bad, you be like, look, you got this kid. The Steelers needed Antonio Brown. That's all. They started.
If you want me to pick out of the two teams that are going to make the playoffs, it's going to surprise you. I think the Titans will make the playoffs before the Steelers because y'all don't have any quarterback for you. Zero quarterback play. Zero quarterback play.
All right, so look, we got
only
more.
Thing I know about y'all quarterback, they could get hit in the head with helmets and shit. It's only thing I remember about y'all quarterback.
Hey, man, why you got to be bringing up old shit?
Oh,
you
got
to bring up old
like
shit just talk about how to play the season.
So let's talk. We'll talk about that on the Sports Fantasy Insight show tomorrow. But since we're on AB, you know, it's looking like business ain't booming so much because he's back on social media with his emotions again. And he's TMZ.com has him highlight saying Antonio Brown begs for another NFL shot, apologized, inexcusable for his inexcusable behavior. So, you know, I'll take to the group and I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but it's Dario Walden. He says his money good. People get fired from regular jobs, making pennies, and start putting in applications to get back. He's dedicated his time and life to his craft. We all have emotional moments when angry. He's at the top in his field. He will be right. He will be back. None are above apologize. So before I get y'all, you know, if I get y'all perspective on here, first thing I want to say to you, Mr. Dario, men should not get emotional. Period. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I just want to correct right there. So now, anger, pissed off, yes, but emotional. No, I have to pull the e-brake on that. So, Smoke, we're going to, since you start as your dude, what's your take on, you know, what's your take on it? Should the league, should anyone accept his apology?
I ain't going to lie to you, bro. I feel sorry for the dude, but I don't mean I'm going to accept his apology. But I feel sorry for the dude because he really had a mental breakdown. I mean, that's just real. That goes to show you it's not above black people. You see what I'm saying? White people are the only ones that have a mental breakdown. So that happens. You know, I feel sorry for him about that. But you got to realize you are a star. You are getting looked up to. You see what I'm saying? You can't make these mistakes.
Yeah.
I hate to say that because it's making him seem like some type of superhero. But you can't.
I don't think it was a mistake. I don't think it was a mistake. He purposely finessed the Steelers. The Raiders and the Patriots. So I don't think it was it really was, because you come on saying his poor behavior and then you see he wasn't doing that in New England. So looks like a finesse to me.
He wasn't doing that with Steelers.
I think the girl got in the trouble in New England.
He's not trying to go back to the Steelers. He's trying to get back to New England. So all right, Chuck, what do you feel about that?
Oh man, with
Let me stop you right quick, because I want to let the listeners know. Now, y'all wouldn't know, or if you listen to some of the old segments, Chop named his team to business to booming on her back. You know what I'm saying? Because he was rich. So you got to tell the listeners about that. Start from there. Just let us know how you feel on this.
Because it was funny when I heard he boomed on her back, bro. Like, man, you're like, who does that, man? Skeet on the back, bro, you know. I thought that was funny. Like, I don't know. But so I had my team that because I told y'all from the beginning, don't touch Antonio Brown and Patterson. I just want people to give my props on that. I got crucified for it, but I told y'all don't touch him.
Fact.
With them tender-ass feet. But, and like I said, but nah. You know who should accept his apology? The New Orleans freaking Saints. We need a doggone receiver besides Michael Thomas. We need to accept that apology ASAP because nobody else can catch a nose lead on that team besides Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas is pulling the Clifford Franklin over there. He's the only one catching it. He's the only one coming down with it. So besides New England, the Saints need to give AB a call, man, and check his mental health, man, because I know he might be a little bipolar. But if he gets you a ring, you can forgive that. we need our window is closing with Drew Brees. We need to send Drew on top. So, man, look, go get that man a call, bro. Is he still better? Like, he's probably number two or three receiver now if he come back. I know the dude ain't start working out.
Yeah, that,
he's
you know,
a player. He's just a missile.
Shout out to him. Shout out to him because, you know, I follow AB and I also follow Kaepernick. You know, I just want to compare the two. You know, when I look at his Instagram, he has actual footage of him working out, of him doing football things unlike Kaepernick. So, you know, I agree that he's trying to get back
in
the NFL.
Damn, bro, what's for Cap like that, bro? You hate Cap so much.
You want to know why? Because the same reason why I dislike the Balls. Where are the Balls at now? All that attention, doing up. Where's he at now? That's what I'm saying. It's like these are leaders that people punch around and fuzz to get in front of them. Like everyone is saying, Cap is this, Cap is that. The black people love him, and he just kneels. You know what I'm saying? So early in the group, I had posted like, what was this on Easter? Not Easter, on Thanksgiving for the Indians, for the indigent Indians. He was out there in Alcatraz. He's out there doing his thing there. What is he doing? He's playing both sides of the field. I can't get behind that. If you're gonna rock with the blacks, you rock with the black. That's all I should be hearing. Black Lives Matter. I shouldn't be hearing you talking about, you know, the Indians and all like that. You know, no offense, but I mean.
Well, I think he's just doing equality all together, man. I think that's what he's just doing, lumping up inequality all together. It started out with black people, now I think trying to lump more people in, which I don't really agree with.
Then why is he first? Who coming to the NFL? That's what I'm saying. If you're going to be a martyr, do that. Stop with the trickery. Stop with all that. I lose respect. And that brings up to
this. He
did
give a brother a job, though.
Oh, that's what I guess. He freed the slaves, huh? He gave women rights. So,
and I say he gave a brother a job, man. He did something
get
positive.
That man a job. Man. People trolling him, man. That's what I'm laughing at. They trolling him.
Don't matter, dude, still getting paid, bro.
NFL sort of Redskins offered a wide receiver that actually worked out with Colin Kaepernick a job. So one thing, Kyle Brown, he said someone offered Kaepernick, turned it down, something, and he tagged me in it. I don't know that one, but shout out to you, Kyle. Next one is Remington Evans. He said, thanks, Kaepernick for helping this kid get a shot at his dream. So is he a football player? Is he a motivator? Is he a savior? So what is he? Is he, I mean, because none of that's football.
He's a man, bro. That's all he is. He's not a savior. He's not all that. He's just a man, I guess, standing in whatever he believes in, bro. I don't try to shoot down the next man, bro. Hey, if it brings more help to black people, man, they do it. Us as a people, we got to keep moving. So that's how I move about this Cap situation, man. Look, hey, I personally, if I sued the league and I nailed and all that, I would come back. I'm like, fuck it, man. Why would I come back with somewhere nobody want me? But people do things differently.
That's the only thing I don't understand about it. I'ma sue you and expect to get a job from me.
I'ma try
and
that.
And that is my point. And that's what I keep trying to highlight. Like, look at the horse and pony show. Let's address that. You know, I'm not knocking the man for it. Like I said, you know, yes, he's become bigger than the NFL. That's why he'll never get back into. You know what I'm saying? So let's work that angle. Like, why? So, you know, by him coming back makes me think, like, hey, you know what? It's just like my part. It's like, oh, well, you know what? We're going to get Lil Ryan and motherfucker to come show at the party. We, you know what? We bring him in, and he, you know what I'm saying? And he look at the fans, and we bring him right back out. The next part, oh, you know what? We got Lil Flip. We're going to bring Lil Flip fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't jive right with me. And then not to mention, he's the only non-athlete that's going to get a Nike shoe. That doesn't make sense.
He's an ex-athlete.
Okay. I'm sorry? He's an athlete?
Yes, he's an ex-athlete.
Who?
An ex-athlete, I guess.
All right, let's go this. Y'all rush out and go get Jordan, right? Y'all paid $349
for
Jordan. He came up,
but
with
not
him,
me,
right?
But yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm just saying, smarter general, if you want a general. So, Kaepernick, a black man who protested, whatever, regardless of what you want to call it, he protested, stood up for blacks. And he has a shoe now with Nike. That's groundbreaking, man. If you ask me, that's groundbreaking.
How is that groundbreaking?
That is, man. I ain't giving out too many people who not playing contracts, dude, like that, bro.
Oh, wait. So, okay, hold on. So, I'm surprised y'all giving Nike credit. So, I thought it wasn't, oh, Kaepernick, he went in there and he got the deal.
Everybody know Nike did that shit. Everybody know Nike did that shit to get black people to buy shit.
Oh, but that's what people don't acknowledge that. But not since you're saying that. Okay, Nike, what else are they doing?
Nike is playing both sides of the fence, man.
Exactly.
And okay, right. Exactly. And who are they using to play both sides of the fence? That's what I'm saying. You saying Nike? I'm saying carefully because I see.
Man, Nike is the official brand of the NFL. They're getting paid that way. Now they're getting paid off of disenfranchised people because Kaepernick. Nike is playing chess while everybody else playing checkers.
Exactly. And to be real with you, that's a hell of a business move. That's what I'm out with.
That's smart as shit.
Right, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. And they're using Kaepernick to hide the truth, behind us, to sell us. That's all I'm saying. It's a whole marketing scheme. I'm not buying that. Like, that's all I'm saying.
Who knows? Who knows, man? They might be in cahoots together, bro. You know.
He got a contract. That's what I'm saying. He's binded to Nike. He got a contract. He's not binded to the black folks. That's what I'm saying. He's not binded to anything. So it's like,
who knows? Him, the NFL, might be in cahoots, man. Last to the bank. Who knows, bro?
All of them got contracts. You know, it ain't shots at Kaepernick. It's shots at the people who follow and believe into that rhetoric. That's all. That's what the shots.
You know, I was one of the people. You know, when he first did it, I'm like, cool, you're doing it. But I'm like, after a while, you can't kneel forever, man. Like, shit, after a while, it loses its message.
Exactly.
You gotta kneel and then put some action behind it. So I'm like, in the middle of both him and Jay. Jay, okay, I'm with you with the action. But Cap, you know, I recognize you started this conversation. You started the conversation. Cool. He started that shit because nobody was talking about that in the NFL.
People
were talking about woman beaters. We were talking about Ray Rice punching people in the face.
I agree, you're right. Because that was what was affecting the NFL and their players. But years later, what have they done? That's what I'm saying. Do you see any NFL, besides the NFL care, their give back, what else did they start a black fund? What else have they done with Colin Kaepernick's thing? That's all I'm saying. There's no change.
Right, really besides that lump sum, the Gator Players Coalition, that's about it.
That's nothing. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm sitting back laughing at all of that. You know what I'm saying? Because everyone says they woke and all of this, and they following this dude here. And you know, I'm gonna tell you what's funny. Like, just like in the group, every time I post something like Kaepernick, people in small towns post. You know what I'm saying? Like Rustin, and because, you know, they deal with a different type of racism. And I sit back and I know that every time I post that, they're gonna post. They're gonna comment because that's the type of level of racism that they're impacted by. You know, I had shared an old message on my Facebook. You know, a thinking man. Wait, hold on. Let me put that. Is a thinking man. I mean, no, I'm gonna quote it exactly how I. You know, and people didn't
with
understand.
Thinking
it.
Man on them.
2015. Yeah, a thinking man doesn't move, and a moving man doesn't think. Fate without works is dead. Happy Sunday, thinking man. Tech. Watch this. Technology wins. So we got a couple minutes, and you know, I want your take on that. Since you've seen it, child, what's your take on
it? You know, I'm all about the thinking, man. You know, the books I read and stuff is all about mindset, man. Like, that's a real quote. Like, that's a real quote, because when you're moving, you're really not thinking. And to think, you got to sometimes sit still and weigh out all the options. You got to weigh out and look at all the players. If you're moving too fast and you rush to judgment sometimes, man, you miss something. So I get that quote. And, you know, that's a real quote. And sometimes we all guilty of it at some point in time. You know, it sound right and we rush to judgment without looking at, you know, the players mm-hmm. behind the scene. So that could be true for this too. Like, Cap might have just blew smoke up our butt. Who knows, man? We won't find out till later on in life. But you just got to,
right.
You know what you're doing, you know, and your situation, and try to better yourself, because you can't let another man, you know, even though he's trying to he fight for us, you got to fight for yourself. You can't
right.
have nobody else fighting for you. So,
fact.
Yeah, he brought it to the forefront. That's what I give him credit for, bringing it to the forefront.
But years later, we still talking about Kaepernick, and no one's still talking about Black Lives Matter. No one's still talking about Trayvon Martin, the real issue that he supposedly stood up for. That's what I'm talking
right.
about. Everyone's still talking about Cap. That's what.
But wouldn't it be the media, though, right?
No, it's
you
us.
You wouldn't blame it on the media. I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? The media is playing up on that. Oh, Cap ain't got a job. It's they. 300 and something and Cap ain't got a job. And somebody who's not thinking, back to the moving man. Moving man not thinking, it is reacting.
Exactly. And guess what? The thinking man not moving. Because and the biggest part that I was saying, technology wins. Because now, brother, that's why I pulled you in. Because first thing you said, books. And I've been telling people, I've been conscious before. The internet. I read books, not streams. You brought up books. If you read the screen, that's technology. You sitting your ass still. That's why the technology wins, because thinking man, everyone like, oh, I'm about to sit here and think. No, you're sitting down on your phone. You're sitting down on social media. So you're not thinking. You're being programmed. So that's what I'm sitting down laughing. And this person that's getting up that was doing all this thinking, watching technology, now they're just running. Not thinking, they're actually executing what they programmed themselves to do this entire, well, that technology has programmed themselves to do this entire time. So honestly, it started off showing the vulnerabilities of man and then inserting the strength of media and technology, because I am technology. And that's what I'm trying to hone in on, because before technology, I was a teacher and I found out how people learn. So that was my take on this whole thing with the, you know, with that quote and how that fits and falls in line with this, because everyone during that time who wasn't out there running to these rallies, to these Trayvon Martin visuals and all this other stuff that was already taking place before they tacked on Colin Kaepernick to be the face, they weren't thinking. They were just running. And the people that were sitting back thought they were thinking, they were watching the news. They were watching the phones, getting upset, getting infuriated, instead of getting a message behind that. So now, years later, nothing has changed, but we still got these people that's been programmed to see, oh, Kaepernick, he did this, Kaepernick did that. He did nothing but kneel. You know what I'm saying? Rodney King got freaking beat. And you know what I'm saying? Till this day, he can Google Rodney King and his name. His pictures won't even show up. The video of him getting beat by two police officers going to show up first. That's who I'm talking about. This Kaepernick stuff is different, but, you know, that'll be another show. So, you know, any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah.
Anything you want to end up on this quick topic?
Well, man, it was a good talk, man. Pretty much summed it up. Anybody else online, you know, they got a thing to chime in on.
Smoke, he had dropped off.
Well,
you know, he don't like us talking about saying, you know, last time we was on there, which was funny to me, he was like, well, did you hear about, what he told me, Rosa Parks? I almost did like three flips in one spot. I was like, Rosa Parks, she didn't get up out of her seat because she was tired from working, which is different from Kaepernick just kneeling. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a difference.
And it was an Army Ranger who told him to kneel. He sat at first. Sat down at first.
Right.
And we would have known he sat down if the media never showed it.
Right. Exactly.
Like, who watches the national anthem? Like, who watches the national anthem on TV?
Mm-hmm.
How many of us stand up for the national anthem? Like, how many of us stand up for the national anthem in our homes? Nobody.
Wait, watch this. Hold on, we got 3 minutes. I'm gonna tell you what's funny. You know, I work with the government, and they play at someone's retirement. They played the national anthem, and I was in a military style band. And what's funny is people don't even know what to do during that. They were putting their hand on their heart. No, you put your hand on your heart when you do the Pledge of Allegiance. You either stand at parade rest at the national anthem. Or you put your hands to your side, which is similarly, or you could salute during the national anthem. You don't put your hands on your heart, so that's what's even funnier. But till next week, we got more on the Sports Chat Show. Sure. Don't say the Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. Chop, what you got to say before we out here?
Oh, man, look, just tune in. Tomorrow going to be the basketball show. And the inside and the fantasy football inside live show. So check us out. We got two shows coming at you tomorrow.
Well, brought
y'all
to you by
Stay Blessed.
Diamond, Bar and Grill, Dallas, Texas. We got an ugly sweater. It's starting to get ugly.